Every week on this program, we hear stories from our correspondents based all over the world, and there's no denying that covering global news can be challenging. In today's media landscape, there are multiple platforms journalists need to be aware of, often all at once, and that requires a unique skill set involving different technology and software on the road. But then there's the personal life of a correspondent, moving their families to the other side of the world as they pursue their love of international news. So what's going through the mind of someone who's about to embark on that journey? Well, before he hopped on a plane to London, I caught up with our new Europe correspondent, Linton Besser, to ask just that. Linton Besser, congratulations on your posting. Does it fulfil a lifelong ambition?
Oh, it certainly does. I think I first wanted to do foreign reporting, you know, probably almost 20 years ago now when I was a segment producer at Channel 9 for the Today Show. Right. And at the time, the correspondents were Carl Stefanovic and Michael Usher. Okay. And they were, you know, in far-flung places. I think Michael Usher was in London and Carl Stefanovic was in America. And actually, still to this day, one of the most compelling things I've ever seen broadcasted was a morning when Michael Usher was at that awful school shooting in Chechnya, I think it was, or in Beslan.
Yeah, Beslan, yeah.
And just seeing the professionalism with which he navigated telling that story and the way that it came home, I thought, oh, God, I wonder if I'd ever be up for that. So now I'll find out.
Yeah, now you find out. So what's going through your mind at the moment? Because you'll be based in London, but you're covering a pretty significant part of the world. Is it a daunting prospect?
It's incredibly daunting. It's daunting just getting there, but I think it's about 50 countries from Portugal to Turkey. And following in the tradition of such a fine stable of reporters that have worked over there for the ABC for so long. And, you know, I was in a story meeting yesterday, and of course the prospect of regeneration in the royal family came up. Right, one of these things we have to prepare for, I guess. And yes. And I'm certainly no expert when it comes to the British monarchy. So, you know, any suggestions for a good book to read to get myself up to speed, I'd welcome, Tom.
So what issues interest you the most in Europe then?
I think we're at a remarkable moment in Europe where questions are being asked about whether this is the end of the European experiment. Of course, Brexit is the kind of big headline event, but right across Europe, from Spain to Italy, certainly, and Austria, prominent political leaders are thrashing it out over the terms of their European bonds. And all of this, of course, amidst the heightened drama of Russia flexing its muscles and the global economy really shifting on its Asian axis, you know, I think we're coming up to a period of great flux. There's great uncertainty, I think, in Western Europe. You know, in a lot of these economies, youth unemployment has been so bad for so long that now those young kids are now in their middle age, I guess, and they're the ones voting for the rise of the far right and the far left, fringe parties. All of that, I think, is very much in the mix.
Big task and a lot of issues ahead. So let's explore what a new correspondent does in the lead up to a posting like this. These days, a correspondent has to keep across multiple platforms, keep them in mind at all times. What have you been doing to prepare?
Mostly sweating. I tried yesterday in my amateurism to build a spreadsheet of all of the ABC programs that I'm going to be servicing, and I quickly ran out of rows in the right. in the spreadsheet, and I kind of abandoned the experiment. But no, I I've been going around the building meeting all the various bosses of all the programs who very rightly see their program as really important, and they all are, and they all have slightly different appetites and slightly different demands, and they all want a piece of correspondence, and that's to be expected. It's a big investment to have people overseas, and so I really want to do my best to, you know, give all of them exactly what they want, the kinds of stories that their listeners and their viewers and their readers want to be consuming.
And with all of those platforms and programs in mind, is it a case where you need to learn all of this new technology and these skills, like on location editing, for example, before you go?
Yes, and I've got, you know, a whole bunch of lessons with people to teach me the technology that's involved, and you know, and that's a big part of it. But I think really The biggest issue is coming to terms with when is a story from Europe really tip over the line into becoming something important for an Australian audience. Mm. And it's not something that you want to judge on parochial terms about when is something, I don't know, fascinating for potentially gratuitous reasons, but when is it important? When do we really need to know that an economy is on the precipice or a political change is nigh? Those kinds of nuanced judgments are the things that I'm really going to be working hard at learning.
And that's, of course, on a journalistic level. But what about on a personal level with the family, for example? I imagine it's quite a big deal for them making the move.
Yeah, I've got two young children and a missus. And so, yeah, it's a force 12 hurricane. That's what it is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the logistical mountain that we climbed to get our... you know what it's like moving out of a house. Well, trying to move into a shipping container is a whole other beast. But look, it's all in good fun. And the children were very funny because they had been begging for ages to go on an aeroplane somewhere. And so when I got the job, I was excited and I said, kids, you know how you've been wanting to go on a plane? And they eyes lit up and they said, yeah. And I said, well, how would you like to go to London? And they kind of high-fived and they're all excited. Good. And my wife gave me a look and then I said, for 3 years.
And still excited, I take it?
They're still excited. They're still excited. The penny dropped for the older boy and he piped up and said, so does that mean we'll be going to school over there? And that's when the reality, I think, set in.
Bad news, kids. School is still part of the equation. Can I ask, finally, your specialty is in investigative journalism, and ABC audiences would know your work with Four Corners, not to mention Fairfax before that. Is it a challenging transition moving from that in-depth journalism that can take months and months to covering the news of the day, often with those very tight deadlines?
Absolutely. I think there are some instincts that I have from having had the privilege of doing that work that will always be useful about, you know, asking the question that hopefully other people aren't asking and getting an answer to it. But yes, it's logistically impossible to do the vast volumes of research that I'm used to doing. You know, you'd at the end of every Four Corners program, you'd really have enough for a book or half a book on the topic. So I think it's being smarter about how much do I need to know before I have to move on to the next disaster or the next political conflagration.
Linton Besser, congratulations and all the best for your posting.
Thank you so much.
Linton Besser, our new Europe correspondent, who'll be based in London.